This is IGN.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
The Stanley Parable, Ultra Deluxe Review. Plenty has already been said about why 2013's The Stanley Parable is so phenomenal. So much, in fact, that one section of 2022's The Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe is a literal shrine to all of the praise and accolades that have been deservedly heaped upon it. To prattle on further about how it cleverly messes with your own video game expectations or how it dissects the choices games often give us would only belabor long-since-made points. Not to mention risk my own words showing up in the inevitable 2031 re-release. But then again, there I go doing exactly that. Because despite those points having already been well made both about and by the Stanley Parable, they still ring as true as ever. And Ultra Deluxe's new content proves it has plenty more worth saying, at a scale that goes far beyond a simple remaster. Before we get too deep, a quick spoiler warning. The Stanley Parable is a hard game to talk about because so much of its charm and delight comes from discovering its surprises for yourself. I am going to do my best not to ruin that experience while I tell you why it's one worth having. But I will be talking about some of what already made the base game stand out, as well as the general scope and structure of how Ultra Deluxe builds upon it. So while I'll avoid ruining the specifics of any jokes or endings, my real recommendation is that you should stop listening here. Play it totally fresh, and then come back and see how your own thoughts compare to mine. But if you need a little more to go on before making that leap, listen on. The Stanley Parable is a surreal adventure game at its heart. You play Stanley, wandering the halls of his office as a narrator, brilliantly voiced by Kevin Brighting, instructs you on where to go. Of course, the now thoroughly interrogated gag here is that you don't have to listen to him at all. The office is a labyrinth of paths to choose from or stumble upon, each choice sending you further down its branching tree of hilarious stories and toward one of its countless endings. Every journey is full of jokes that had me genuinely laughing out loud, even years after the first time I saw them, framed within a constantly winking satire of the way games are traditionally supposed to behave. Be that mundane things like getting to ignore the correct path or more elaborate examples, like a reset not always setting the metaphorical sliders back to zero. The Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe may bill itself as a long-awaited console port with some nicely improved lighting and a bit of new content. But that last part is, shall we say, severely understated. When you first start it up, Ultra Deluxe asks if you've played the original before, and developer Crows stressed to me that it's important to answer this question honestly. Ultra Deluxe contains the entirety of the Stanley Parable, and if you haven't played that, then it's one of the easiest recommendations I'll ever make. But if you have, this re-release offers far more than a literal trip into the memory zone. Given how many secret paths and hidden endings the Stanley Parable contains, it's hard to tell exactly how big the new content in Ultra Deluxe really is. But I feel confident saying it's comparable to the original with 4 to 6 hours of stuff to see at the very least. There is essentially an entirely new game to play through here, and the idea that it's being presented as anything less is probably one of its best gags. Some of Ultra Deluxe's content takes place in brand new areas that pretty much feel like a straight-up sequel, while other editions play out as remixed or altered versions of Stanley's usual paths through the office. I don't know for sure, but I assume the question about whether you've played before determines how early this new content will pop up, as things start off entirely unassuming. While the Stanley Parable pokes fun at games as a whole, it seems only right that Ultra Deluxe shifts its gaze toward the concept of sequels, expansions, and DLC, as well as some pointed self-reflection about both the original game and its wider reception. I don't want to get into the specifics, but the new writing is no less clever, insightful, or funny than the old, and the way it all meshes together is a pretty brilliant take on an extremely difficult task. Framing everything this way as new content for an existing game rather than the standalone thing it likely could have been if Crows really wanted to, allows Ultra Deluxe to make many points about the relationship between modern games and their updates more effectively, which was a real treat. At the same time, Ultra Deluxe's new stuff didn't always land quite as well for me. It's all extremely entertaining, but one of the drawbacks of housing this pseudo-sequel within the original is the feeling that we've seen many of these magic tricks before. It's not that they don't hold up or aren't still impressive, and it's not that there aren't plenty of new ones which delighted me all on their own. But even if the well hasn't run dry, it's hard to shake the feeling that we are ultimately revisiting it, something Ultra Deluxe even enjoyably teases itself for. Because of that, some of the new and remixed paths alike initially felt like slightly more passive experiences than the base games. But upon reflection, I'm not sure if that's actually true, or if their impact was just blunted slightly by the fact that I better knew what to expect 9 years later. The Stanley Parable's base game truly holds up almost a decade later, both in its hilarious narrated writing and the clever satire that houses it. Ultra Deluxe may seem like little more than a decent lighting improvement and a simple console port on the surface, but the new content that's been added alongside those things is on the scale of a whole new game. Those new encounters are consistently impressive and always entertaining, even if the feeling that we've seen some of these tricks before means they never quite reached the heights of my first surprising playthrough back in 2013. But if you've never played the Stanley Parable at all, Ultra Deluxe is a definitive version that provides another extremely convincing reason to do so.
Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.